Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled St. Joseph the Worker.
Reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" The Gospel of the Lord. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. And in the Gospel today, when the synagogue officials ask, where did Jesus get all this? Indeed, he got all this from his parents. And the this that he got was an excellent work ethic, a faith deep and rich in relationship with God. Where did Jesus get all this? He got it from his family first, from those who showed him unconditional love, his mother, his father, his brothers and sisters. We are heir to this tradition of work ethic and spiritual relationship that Jesus had ignited for him through his parents. We are heirs to this same work ethic. And the Church tells us so very often in its documents that not only are humans made for work, but it is work that gives us dignity as human beings. When we look at the tombstone of one whom we love, we see the birth date and the death date. But it seems to me that the most important part of that tombstone isn't so much when the person died or when the person was born, but the dash that separates the two dates, because the dash symbolizes the whole of their lives, their life of work, their life of relationship with God, their life of love with family and friends. This is what gives people true meaning. This is what gives people dignity in their life. The Church teaches us this, yes, again and again, and we experience the reality of this perhaps no more profoundly than during these days of quarantine, when people are forced to be away from their work, or people are forced to not engage other human beings as they work. We sit home and ponder what work must mean for us, and while at first it seemed like an extended vacation, we caught up on our sleep, we enjoyed our favorite TV shows, and so on. Now, as the weeks draw into months and we're still at home, we begin to miss our work and the true dignity that comes from work. I'm reminded to pray especially today for those who are affected by the virus, but not so much those who are affected by its primary cause, but those who are being affected by the secondary causes. Things like loneliness, depression, people who are impacted by things like abuse, spousal abuse, child abuse, people who are impacted by things like the contemplation of suicide and depression. These effects of the virus will have a long-lasting effect on our social fabric. The virus will come and go, but these secondary effects will continue to traumatize people through their life. We ask today that through the intercession of St. Joseph the Worker and the Blessed Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, that people might find during this time an opening, a space, an opportunity to really focus on their relationship with God and not so much their own negative experience with the quarantining. There is much going on in our culture these days on account of the quarantine. May the intercession of Saint Joseph help us find true dignity and true worth in our time of aloneness with Christ in our hearts. May God bless you today, and let us pray for all those who are affected by the quarantine, the victims of the virus in hospitals, and the victims of quarantining at home. Amen.